Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Top Flight Time Machine are going to be going on tour in early November. You will experience physical movement and emotional movement and so much more from both of us.
Bowel movement?
Maybe there'll be a little bit of bowel movement. I can't promise it, but if that's what you're looking for, we can make it happen probably. It won't be one of those things where a podcast episode is recorded in a theatre. Fuck that. This is a proper show with songs and dancing and high moments of exhilaration. So come along. Let's just quickly tell you where we're going to be. The 1st of November, we're in Brighton. 2nd of November, we're in Nottingham. The 3rd, we're in Leeds. The 5th, we're in Manchester. The 7th, we're in Glasgow. The 8th, we're in Newcastle. The 9th, we're in Birmingham. And the 10th, we're in London.
The capital.
What a finale.
It's going to be good. I think there's a few tickets left at most venues. Yep. It's going to be really exciting. It's called the Velvet Drainpipe Tour. It's going to be better than the last one,
yeah.
Which is saying something, because the last one was fucking amazing. Ask anyone who went. But this one, whoa, it's going to knock your cock off. Or if you're a lady, it will knock off your boobs.
Go to tftimemachine.com/liveshows to have a look at where you get tickets from.
There'll also be a chance to interact with us in an official capacity while we're on stage, not after the show.
In a very limited capacity. Come along, you'll love it.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Hotbody Dawson. Bow, bow, bow.
And I am Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
Little pause there. I've building up your role a bit.
It's the Friday episode. Can I nominate a title for this episode in advance?
Well, before we've even done the episode,
before
this
we've
is
even
unheard
started,
of.
Here's a potential title.
Against the grain, but I
potential
guess,
title for this
yeah.
episode: Shitty Trousers. Shitty Trousers.
Man. Shitty Trousers. Yeah. Mm. Do you want to hold back the reason for calling this shitty trousers, or do you want to just wade into it now?
Whatever you feel. I just have a strong feeling that shitty trousers will be a phrase that comes up in this podcast.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. I haven't got any kind of agenda whatsoever. This entire week has just been horrific trying to fucking prepare for this live show. I say shows that we're doing. I know I keep saying it, but good God. I need sleep. I can't sleep. I had a dream two nights ago that we did the first night for some reason in York and we hadn't prepared at all.
We've accidentally come to York.
Yeah. And we forgot to write the show. So
I have dreams like that all the time about, like, I used to have dreams of being on the radio.
Anxiety
and just
dreams.
Like fucking, like, an hour going by without me saying anything, or me being locked out of the studio, or just sometimes I have a dream that my mouth stuck together, and I do have dreams that we're on stage having not planned anything. But fuck me, the opposite is the problem. We have got so much content for this show that hopefully you're coming to see that there's, as a result, a lot of production to be done to prepare the physical execution of all of these ideas. And boy, we put a lot into it. So listen, there's still some tickets left at most venues. So if you haven't got yours, get it now. Because this is, we put a lot of fucking work into this. It's the least you can do is turn up and fucking watch it. We've tried to build our lives over these last few years around not doing much. You know, we're trying to fucking promote and live the Just Rest lifestyle. But for the last couple of weeks, it's been anything
but. Good God. It's been horrendous. But it'll all come to pass next week. And
well,
honestly,
I've just been on the road on the way back from my little half-term break in the Cotswolds. Yeah, from looking after the dog. And while we were there, we pulled into some services. and we all got a sandwich. I actually got a vegetable samosa, to be honest.
Right.
Right, because I didn't like sandwiches on offer. And then we all just sat in the car eating them, and I said, one thing this family, like our little unit, our nuclear family, enjoy, above anything else, that we really share in as a collective pleasure, is sitting in the car park of Motorway Services eating our sort of sandwich and crisps lunch.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the best. Mm. And we all agreed, yeah, that's one thing that we all... I mean, there's various things we enjoy together, but it's one thing that just feels great. Like, there's a silence in the car, and all you can hear is munch, 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 munch. And, you know, it's like, there's the comfort in having the classic sort of packed lunch menu of, like, sandwich, or, in this case for me, a samosa, crisps, and then something sweet. And it was just lovely. Yeah, just the meal deal. It's just like... And you just feel all so bonded. And I said, I wouldn't trade this for a fucking fancy restaurant. This is, there's something about it that just feels familiar, comforting, safe, tasty.
I've got a life memory now in the memory box forever, which is that when ABBA unveiled their comeback, and me and the kids were sat in the car at services between Wakefield and Leeds when that was announced, because we'd been to... the Yorkshire Sculpture Park. We'd been to Trent the Monkey Forest earlier in the day.
I remember that.
Then we went to the Yorkshire Sculpture Park, and then we knew that ABBA were going to make this announcement at 6 p.m. So we dashed to the nearest services because we needed some grub, and sat in the car and listened to the new ABBA songs as they were revealed. And it was where were you when that happened?
Exactly.
As big ABBA fans, that's going to steal the thread. Service station.
It's up there now with JFK and Diana.
Yeah.
So we were sitting there, but I was looking around at these services, and you see all the truck lads, don't you, coming in. And I said to her, I'm looking forward, one of the elements I'm looking forward to the live show, other than meeting our lovely fans and performing for them, is...
No, we're not going to meet them.
No, not meet them, because
we can't
there's a
do
lot
that
of fucking,
because of the virus.
Yeah. We will
so
be
don't
wearing
don't try
full,
and approach us.
Full hazmat, right?
Yeah.
Suits, won't
Sorry,
we, on stage?
But please, keep
anyway,
your distance.
Apart from doing the shows, I'm quite excited about the fact that we're both going to be driving separately. But we're both going to be doing this by road rather than by rail, as we have done
so
in the past.
Get infected. Yeah.
And I love... the whole idea of being, they were going to be visiting so many different services, just living that road life, right? The life of a freeway man. And I said to Anna, I said, I'll probably over the course of the tour, I'll probably get in with some of these truck lads, the truck people, as they're known.
You said that to her.
I said, I'm probably going to become part of the truck person community.
Truck fraternity. Was she worried by that when you said that?
They'll like me. They'll invite me into their, like, card schools and whatnot. I'll be one of the lads. They'll go, oh, there he is, old Sam. We saw him the other day at Wakefield Services. Mm-hmm. Now here he is again at, I don't know, what's the fancy one that I'm supposed to be going to up north?
T-Bay.
Is it T-Bay, the really good one?
Yeah.
The legendary one.
Yeah.
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 There he is at T-Bay.
Here he is.
Oh,
here
Sam,
he is.
Come let's, over let's... here. We're just having a brew out of Tom's flask. Do you want some?
Let's invite him to that field across there where we have the cockfighting after dark.
Yeah.
He can watch that with us.
Yeah.
Join in and gamble. Yeah.
We can make those foxes fight again. So, I think I'm looking forward to that, to getting to know the people of the road, Andy. There's a whole world out there on the roads, highways. And we're going to be part of that over the next 10 days. And I think, you know, if nothing else, it'll certainly bring some content, won't it?
Definitely. I hope so. Where are we? I want you to try and dissect an upcoming legal wrangle, if you could.
Mm.
And I'll just read directly from a website. This is emerged a couple of days ago. Phil Collins will be quizzed under oath over claims he did not shower or brush his teeth for a year.
Yeah.
Now that is, he'll be questioned by his ex-wife's lawyers over that claim. And what do you think about that?
So is this one of the reasons she's citing for the divorce? Is that why he has to respond?
I think it is, yeah.
Because when I first saw this headline, I was like, well, why would he have to confirm or deny this? That's his business. But I suppose it sounds like a pretty legitimate cause for divorce, right?
Yeah, it's what you call unreasonable behaviour, isn't it?
It's unreasonable behaviour, you're right. How will he prove otherwise? I mean, I think the burden of evidence is with her, right?
I think so.
And it's going to be a fucking hard thing for her to prove. He could say in court, listen, Your Honour, I have fucking cleaned my teeth. And I bet he's got a good toothbrush. Well, remember that £100 toothbrush I bought that time on Black Friday?
The black one. Yeah.
Yeah, the black one. It's dead now. Chucked it out. But
really? Not that fucking good then. That was only about 2 years ago.
No, I got it about 5 years ago. I remember when I got it. I got it because the boss of Talk Radio had bought a flat screen on Black Friday. He went, look at this. Look at this. Look what I've just got. Look at this, Sam.
Well,
I went over. I was about to go on air. He is a bit like Del Boy. And I went, what you got? And he went, got a fucking 60-inch flat screen, didn't I? Fucking 50% off. And I was like, Jesus, what'd you get that for? And he went, well, it's Black Friday. You've got to get something on Black Friday. What have you got? And you got anything for Black Friday yet? And I panicked and went, oh, hang on a minute. I didn't know we all had to make purchases on Black Friday. Yeah, it's company policy. Yeah, I think that was it, really. I was peer-shamed into buying it.
I thought you'd done it during podding times.
No, I've talked about it during podding times because what happened was my daughter and my wife were like really like not happy about it, and they was like kept quizzing me like, why is it worth that money? And I said, well, you know, it's got six settings, and depending on how many times you press the button, the brush goes at different settings. And this is the house I live in. They're like, yeah, but we know you only use one setting. I said, how do you know that? Because we listen. They reckon they were listening. Really? How weird's that? They listened to me in the bathroom, and they're actually keeping an ear out to see how many times I press the button, to see if they can hear a change in the speed. Because it'd be like, you press once, zzz, press twice, zzz, zzz, press three times, zzz, 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 and they know that there's only one setting being used, which was true, there was. Anyway, so I would say Phil Collins, first of all, presumably has that toothbrush, and there is no, the burden of evidence is with them. There is no way that they can prove it. I can't think of a way, can you? He can just get up and deny it.
We have to see. He's got to make a legal deposition. He's got to swear under oath.
He's got to confirm or deny it.
Phil's
what
lawyers,
does that mean in this day and age, mate, sticking your hand on the Bible? Phil doesn't give a fuck about that.
No one tells the truth in court anymore.
Nah.
I mean, it says here, Oriane, who is his ex-wife, has alleged he abused alcohol and prescription medication, did not brush his teeth, stopped showering, and became, speech marks, depressed, abusive, and incapable of having sex.
Well,
there it is.
Wow. So, why is she...
He became untriggerable.
I don't know. I mean, I hear that and I feel pity for both of them. Because I think, I know he's depressed. I've read his book. I mean, he is a man who's suffered from depression his whole life, right?
Yeah.
He's a workaholic. He's been an alcoholic. This is his own admission. Mm-hmm. And those twin problems have led to the breakdown of several marriages in the past.
That's right.
And... you know, so all of this stuff rings true, and he's not, you know, he's self-aware. If you read his book, it's like, you know, he's not denied any of this stuff. So it all rings true to me. But I pity him for it because he doesn't want to live his life like that. And I pity her for having to live with it. But I just wish they could come to an amicable agreement. I mean, the only reason this is coming to court is presumably because she's asking for more than he's willing to give. I guess.
Well, I mean, there was already the situation last year when she married someone else, moved him into the house, and shut Phil out.
Oh, no.
Phil couldn't get access to his own house, changed the locks. So they must be divorced already.
Who are you in there with? I'm in there with my new husband. What?
Yeah, it's called Tom.
Happen? when you're out.
Fucking hell.
Can I come in and get me toothbrush at least? No. Get a new one. But that one's cost 100 quid.
I'll chuck $50 out onto the grass. You can have that towards it.
Does he still live in Switzerland? Does he still live in Switzerland, or is that where this went down?
This is Miami. Well,
I lose track of the amount of wives he's had, because in the book it just accelerates, like it's one wife to another. And there was, he said he'd given up on love, and then he was in Switzerland doing something or other, and a PA type person picked him up in the airport. She's a very young Swiss woman, and next thing you know, he'd married her. And I think when the book ends, he was with her still. I don't know if this is the same one.
Okay, that might be her. That might be her, because they've been married for about 10 years, I think. They've got a couple of kids.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I don't know. It's a mess. I feel sorry for him. But we'll,
I feel
we'll
really
see.
Sorry for him. It's so sorry for both of them. I mean, you know, fucking Phil. I mean, if you read the book, this bloke is like, he had this reputation as the straight man, the clean cut, kind of straight down the line king of pop, who never fell into any of the usual trappings, right? Played things with a straight bat. But it's interesting because maybe that's, I mean, he did become an alcoholic later in life. But in the 80s, he was addicted. This goes back to us talking about Just Rest. He's a workaholic. He was working non-stop. He couldn't stop creating music, producing music. He never wanted to stop. That is an addiction like any other, mate. That is no different to the people who, no different to people who are drinking every day or taking drugs every day or whatever. It's to numb reality. It's to distract themselves from the reality of their lives. And whether it's work or fucking heroin, it's all the same problem at root.
Do you think that we are addicted to podcasting?
In a way, yeah. I think maybe me more than you. Because I don't think you have this, I don't think you have those demons. For you, I think it's a means to an end. I think that for me, there's an element of that. Yeah.
Okay. Let's not go too deeply into that.
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
Can you talk to me about shitty trousers?
Shitty trousers. Well,
was that what
basically,
it was?
We house sat for my brother and his missus, and it's a nice house in the Cotswolds that they've got, and they've this dog who I must admit, she was a fucking handful, but I will really miss her, because you know that thing where she jumps, she whines at your bedroom door in the night and scratches, and then you open the door and she jumps in and she buries herself under the duvet. And it's dark and it's late and she's woken you up and you're like, oh, fuck's sake. But then she gets deep under the covers and then she starts licking your toes, right? With a big lovely tongue, right?
Mm.
And it feels nice. And as I said, I haven't owned a dog since that, well... My dog perished in 94, long time ago, and I haven't felt the lick of a dog's tongue on my toes in many years.
Quite an admission. Quite a confession, yeah.
And I'm like, so I do all this, bloody dog waking me up. But secretly I'm like, oh, lovely dog waking me up. It's so confusing.
I've missed this.
Right. Anyway, it was good, but then like, my sister-in-law came home and she was really grumpy with us. And basically, it's a big house and a few things had happened. One was I'd broken a glass bottle in the shower, right? They had a glass soap dispenser with their shower gel in. I hadn't realised it was glass. I frankly, like, it's not, glass bottles are not the sort of thing you usually expect in a shower unit. But anyway, I smashed it everywhere. That was a nightmare, but I cleaned it up.
Then, I'll knock this over. It's not glass. It'll be all right.
I'm going to just chop this a bit in the shower. Fuck it out. What's it broken for? So that broke. A few other things. But the worst thing was, right, is that the toilet got blocked. Yeah, by me. I did a shit in the toilet and it got blocked.
Oh, my God.
Fine. Things happen in life, right? You can't. You can't go. You can't do a Phil Collins and go running for the vodka just because you've stuffed up your brother's toilet. Yeah?
Yeah.
So.
Is it a country toilet then?
It's a country toilet.
Capable of handling city shit.
That's it. So I did. We've talked about unblocking toilets here before, and actually, one of the. I got lots of advice from the cunters, and the best bit of advice I got was you put a bin liner all the way up your arm. Stick your hand right in.
Get it stuck in.
Fully protect. Pull out whatever it is. Use your load of tissue paper. And then you pull it out. And then your arms, since that, you just turn the bin liner into that. I tried
just
all that.
Just like a dog shit bag on a larger scale.
Exactly. Tried all that. Didn't work. Got the coat hanger out. Didn't work. Got a special plunger. Didn't work. She turns up half an hour earlier than I expected. By this stage, final throw of the dice, I'd gone up to the village shop to try and get some chemicals. Aldo. Oi, oi, I'm from London. Got any chemicals that'll get rid of a big city shit?
I'm up from the city and I've blocked the bog, ain't I?
I've done a big a giant city shit up my brother's down the lane now. And I've got to get it fucking, I've got to get it destroyed before my sister-in-law turns up. Or she'll have me guts for garters. And the geezer's like, nah. He goes, I've got this. And I've read it. I went, fuck me. It says it's only for baths and sinks, not for toilets. Not for car seats.
Nearest chemical shop's 40 mile away.
It was like that. So I scuttle back down the lane thinking, what am I going to do? When I get there, I see her car already parked outside. I thought, fuck, my heart practically jumped out of my throat. I thought, oh no, she's here already. I walk in, she's got a face like thunder. While I've been gone, something's gone wrong with the washing machine. She's walked in straight away, like, what the fuck's this? She had the, I think something else must have been bothering her, but she wasn't happy. And she straight away, she already knows about the blocked toilet.
Mm.
And she's gone, well, those chemicals won't work for starters. We've had plenty of trouble with the plumbing up there, and I can tell you it doesn't work, the chemicals. I said, well, I couldn't get any chemicals anyway. So then she dug out this device, which was a long, winding piece of thick wire with a handle on the end. And she wasn't happy.
Oh,
she was
I've seen one of them.
She went, you go up there. She went, you stick that all the way up.
Start winding your cunt.
This was the first thing she'd said to me. She hadn't even said hello. So I was like,
well,
all right.
Can I just interject and just say that this alleviates a lot of the responsibility for you, because this is obviously a regular thing.
Exactly. It's country pipes, like I've said. That's what I'm saying. And so I was like, she had the right hump with me. And I went up and I got this fucking wire and I put I was elbow deep in shitty water, not just a few hours ago before talking to you now. And it was supposed to be a lovely, quaint week in the countryside. And it ended with me, the car was all packed up. We were desperate to just leave. And I am fucking elbow deep in shitty water. I've got this wire all the way around the fucking U bend. And I'm fucking wriggling it around as instructed. And it's doing fuck all. There is nothing. Interesting, there's not even a blockage. It's going through the U-bend, no problem at all. So I'm thinking, this must be deeper. This must be a blockage way deeper. And this requires a plumber. So I pull the whole thing out. And as I pull the whole thing out, there's a big splash of water. And there is shitty water all the way down my trousers.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, I just want to go home at this point. I've got to change my trousers. But, of course, my case is already packed in the boot of the car. So my clean trousers are in there. I had to just tell my good wife. I said, look, I know this isn't attractive, but we've been together a long time now. So I'm just going to tell you, I've got shit all over my trousers. And I need you to go out to the motor and get some new trousers out of the suitcase in the boot and bring them up here pronto.
Sweet.
Because if not, I am fucking driving home with shitty trousers.
So and she'll have done it, I guess.
We've got 2 hours down the M4 and you do not want my trousers stinking of shit the whole way. She did it. Okay, it's now by this stage, I was in a bad mood. And my sister, and I said, look, she went, did you do it? And I was like, look, I didn't do it. I said, but I can tell you I've had the wire right up there. There is nothing blocking it. I've got shit all over my trousers and all the way up my arm. I'm telling you, this is going to take more than... It's something that I am not capable of. I am a writer and podcaster. I am not...
And that's all, yeah.
I am not a dyno rod operative or a plumber.
A vet or a yeah. farmer.
It's like, don't... All right, I caused the problem, but you have... She went, well, I mean, the problem is it's exacerbated if you... It has a problem with water, with tissues getting caught on the inside of the plumbing. And if tissues? You keep putting tissue down there, toilet tissue, then you will only exacerbate it. So I'm now thinking, what you're telling me is, if I flush toilet paper down this toilet, it causes a problem. Is that something I should have known? Is that something
like
I would
in
know?
Portugal?
I know. Is this Portugal in the fucking 80s?
Fucking...
Right? Costa Brava in the fucking 1970s? Yeah. Right? Oh, let's what next? We're going to start putting it in the bin? Right? Like they do in Greece? Fucking hell. I know we've left the EU, but we're not quite fucking third world yet, are we? Right?
Fuck me.
But I felt that she was trying to say it was my fault. I was like, look, it's not like I fucking chucked a load of cement. Sorry, I had a load of cement I had to dump, so I chucked it down your car so you thought it'd flash away. But it's not, I'm afraid. It's all solidified. You probably want to get a plumber to look at that. Anyway, ta-da, I'm off back to London. I thought, fucking hell, what have I done? I just used the toilet, wiped my arse, flushed it. The toilet got blocked. Now I can't fix it. So she said, well, we've had someone out before. It cost 75 quid. So I've larged it. I happen to have cash on me, which is very rare nowadays, but I did have some cash on me. And I fucking whacked it out. And I've just gone, there you go. Bang. And I've slammed it on the table. 95 quid, mate.
Like,
do you know what it reminds me? Now thinking about it, I was acting a bit like, do you remember when someone made a 40 quid cunt out of my other bra?
Yeah.
It was a bit like that. I went, bang. There's 95. I've got to go.
It's like Phil Collins' wife chucking money out under the lawn for a new toothbrush for him. That's what it is.
What else could I do, though,
same
mate?
Same vibe.
She was really fucked off me, and I had fucking tried my best. My trousers are covered in shit, right? So I've slammed the 95 quid. I've said, you said it was 75. There's a little bit extra for your inconvenience. Yeah. I'm going.
Halfway I don't think you're in the wrong here because this is a recurring problem, so you should have been forewarned about this.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. If there's a problem, you're saying, well, the problem is if you flush toilet paper down that toilet, it does block. Well, tell me, leave a note. You do that when when someone comes to your house, you tell them things, don't you? You go, by the way, don't shit in that toilet upstairs or flush any toilet paper down it because it will block and you'll end up with shit on your trousers, probably.
Simple. Dead simple. Yeah, that's all it took.
Halfway back down the motorway, she sent this text to us going, I have fixed the toilet. Give me your bank details. I will ping you back that money. So I thought, that's a power play. Because she's basically saying, well, I fucking did it. And so you obviously weren't trying hard enough. So you can have your fucking poxy 95 quid back, you cunt.
Well, I would say this to you. Don't tell this story to the lorry drivers over the next couple of weeks. Because you will be shunned.
I think I'm incompetent at dealing with shit.
Yeah, you'll be shunned from their community. So that's all I'm
going to
say.
Look, I tried my best, Andy, but I've never tried to tell anyone. I've been very honest about myself. I've never gone around presenting myself as an expert at unblocking toilets, have I? When have I ever said that?
That's true. That's true.
I don't present myself as even the type of man who you would turn to with a toilet blockage.
No, and I certainly wouldn't turn to you for that, no.
I'd be the last person. There's things that you would turn to me for, but... Anyone who knows me who's got my phone and their thing, they're thinking, right, who can help me with this shitty toilet? Delaney's fucking bottom of the list.
Delaney's right down the bottom of the list. Yeah, fair enough.
But I made an effort, mate. That's all I'm saying. I made an effort, and now I've got shitty trousers.
You did. You did. And you wanted to call this episode Shitty Trousers. I'm afraid we can't do that because we're not allowed to use swear words in the titles. Thanks to Apple.
Trousers.
Because of Apple. So we'll call it something else. Do you want to quickly do some predictions for the weekend before we go?
Yep.
Burnley versus Brentford. See, we're getting Burnley every fucking week.
Double B's. I will say, I think that will be 2-1 Brentford.
2-1 to Brentford. I think it will be 1-0 to Burnley. Leicester versus Arsenal. Me to go first. I think this will be... Whoa, tough one. But I'm going to go 2-1 Leicester.
This is at Leicester, is it?
Yeah.
I will say 3-1 Leicester then.
3-1 Leicester. Aston Villa versus West Ham.
Okay, I will say Aston Villa 0, West Ham 1.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to say 1-0 to Aston Villa. No, I'm going to say 2-0 to Aston Villa.
Keep predicting it, mate. The more you predict we're going to lose, the more we keep winning.
But then you're happy with that, then, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Good.
Rotherham versus Sunderland.
Good. I'm glad you're good. Rotherham versus Sunderland.
Yeah.
1-0.
I'm going to say 2-1 to Sunderland. And finally, Huddersfield versus Millwall.
2-0 Huddersfield.
I've just put the same as well. 2-0 to Huddersfield. Yeah.
Okay, we've got a big Huddersfield fan listener, Tom Bradshaw, who's done a lot of our artwork for us in the past.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There we are. Then he'd be happy
shout
with that.
Out to him.
Yeah, so that's it from this one. Enjoy your weekends, everybody, and get your tickets in for the live shows because they start in Brighton on Monday. Have a look on our website for the full schedule. Get yourselves along.
Look, Comedia. See you there, dickheads.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.